This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It is the Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, with Monday ushering in the unofficial start of summer. 1.8 billion Muslims around the world this weekend are marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. But for the coronavirus pandemic, there are no holidays. COVID-19 has now taken well over 338,000 lives around the world, with more than 5.2 million people sickened. In the U.S., the numbers from Johns Hopkins University, 1.6 million cases and 96,000 deaths. All 50 American states have reopened their economies, some more rapidly than others. But in Michigan, a pandemic hotspot, Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has added another week to her declared state of emergency through mid-June. Michigan has almost 54,000 virus cases and a death toll approaching 5,200. Meanwhile, public health officials are warning this is no time for people to be complacent in practicing mitigation efforts meant to control the spread of the pandemic in the U.S. Key among them is social distancing. But the fact is that could prove a difficult sell during a long holiday weekend, which usually includes large gatherings. Then there is U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that churches and other houses of worship need to be reopened this weekend. And though it is doubtful Mr. Trump has such authority, he says he will overrule any governor who fails to go along with his edict. Most American houses of worship to this point have been closed amid fears that drawing large numbers of people for services sets up an ideal situation for the further spread of disease. The president's words are being criticized by some as a blatant appeal to his conservative political base, especially evangelicals. Elsewhere in the world, the coronavirus has quickened its pace of infections in Latin America, Russia, India, and Pakistan. With some 3,700 fatalities, India has had its biggest single-day spike in cases yet, and the nation of 1.3 billion people counts 125,000 victims of the virus. In Pakistan, there are more than 52,000 cases and 1,100 deaths. Via remote, this is VOA News. Russia is reporting almost 336,000 people down with COVID-19, second only to the United States. The country's official death toll is rising from about 3,400. In Latin America, Mexico and Brazil are pandemic hot zones. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, long played down the threat of the coronavirus, and his nation now has the third highest number of cases in the world, 331,000. Hospitals are running out of space to treat the sick, and with 21,000 lives lost in Brazil, it's become difficult to dig enough graves. In Mexico, too, the pandemic has been running rampant. It has more than 62,000 virus cases and nearly 7,000 fatalities. Peru, Chile, and Ecuador are seeing a rise in infections, despite strong early efforts, including lockdowns and quarantines. Colombia saw its largest number of new confirmed COVID infections on Friday, 801, pushing its total above 19,000. With another 30 deaths, Colombia has a fatality count of close to 700. The country has been locked down for 2 months, so clearly the figures could be a lot worse. There is better news in Asia. For the first time since the COVID-19 outbreak began in the city of Wuhan, China today has reported no new cases. In Britain, children are scheduled to return to classrooms in June. Most schools in the UK have been closed since March 20th. The reopenings are to be done in stages beginning on June 1st with 4 to 6-year-olds. Daycare centers will also be back in operation. The reopening plan is opposed by teachers' unions that argue it is too risky. Britain has lost well over 36,000 lives to COVID-19, with 255,000 cases. The British government says people flying into the UK will be required to self-isolate for 2 weeks and could be fined if they fail to comply. London says the quarantine is likely to start in early June and will apply to arrivals from everywhere except Ireland, which has a long-standing free movement agreement with the UK. The death toll in yesterday's passenger jet crash in Pakistan is put at 97. Two survivors are being treated for their injuries and are reported doing well. One of them, Mohammed Zubair, said after the Airbus 320 hit the ground and burst into flames, all he could see was fire and all he heard were screams. He says he made his escape by jumping from the burning wreckage. Minutes before the tragedy, the pilot told air traffic controllers in Karachi he had lost power in both engines. The flight was about to land on a flight from Lahore. Among the newest signs of economic distress in the United States, after more than 100 years in business, car rental giant Hertz has filed for bankruptcy. By the end of March, Hertz had piled up some $24 billion in debt, its operations hobbled by a pandemic that put a lid on most non-essential traffic. More news at voanews.com online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News. We'll be right back.